A Light Audio presents Love Letter from Pig, written and read by Julie Cabot. Epigraph by Luke Cabot from his unpublished diary. I am fighting a nonviolent battle because I believe that hate begets hate, and perhaps that love begets love. Letter and Preface. Dear Luke, here is your story. I hope I have done it justice. Glancing at a handwritten outline for the book you intended to write, I am saddened that you never had the chance to fulfill this dream. So it is, along with your other dreams for a flourishing life, you died too soon, a mere 2 years after Freedom Summer. I look back now over many, many years, understanding that your story is still vital in our world. It connects us to untold others because it is a quintessential story of America, the struggle for what we stand for what America means. The book is a combination of biography and memoir. I am very grateful that you enjoyed writing, so that I and others may climb inside your story, much of it in your own words. Your friends and co-workers have also been generous in sharing their recollections and writings. Our mother wanted to write a book, and she even sketched parts of a play to honor you. This is a gift for her, too. Love, Pig. Freedom Summer. In 1964, the apartheid state of Mississippi wavered on the brink of a historic reckoning. For as long as could be remembered, African Americans had endured violent resistance against any attempt they made to achieve equal rights and justice. Desperate to succeed in their quest, civil rights leaders took an unusual step. They decided to recruit a large number of Northern volunteers for the Mississippi Summer Project, later renamed Freedom Summer. My brother Luke was one of over 1,000 mostly white Northern volunteers who spread across the state that summer. They joined a grassroots movement already well underway and pledged to adhere to the philosophy of nonviolence, which was central to the mission. The Northern volunteers were able to lend support to the thousands of local African-American activists and community members of all ages who challenged the myths of white supremacy and began to break down the power of the Ku Klux Klan. At the heart of Mississippi Freedom Summer was the voter registration drive. To attain the equality and freedom they sought, blacks needed to gain political power. Out of the African Americans in Mississippi, only a tiny fraction, 6.4%, was registered to vote. But whites in Mississippi who ran the county election boards believed fervently that registering blacks would deliver a mortal blow to their way of life. Whites did whatever they could to resist it. If you were black, just trying to register to vote could entail losing your job, being beaten, tortured, or even murdered. To mitigate the risks, instead of asking blacks to try to register through the normal channels, civil rights leaders decided to form a new and integrated political party, the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. They followed all the steps necessary to make sure that this new political party was legal, to show that blacks really did want to vote. Despite denials to the contrary by whites, it would be necessary to register as many people as possible. One man, one vote, was the rallying cry. Community centers throughout the state were meant to serve not only as headquarters for the voter registration drive, but also as hubs for education. They contained libraries stocked with donated books. They provided adults with job training and education in literacy and public health, plus workshops on home improvement and other topics of interest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?